Welcome to this 10th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand?
Sawasdee krap.
And of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place I want to talk about today is Pathum Thani. And it's a province sort of north of Bangkok. And it's still a part of the Bangkok metropolitan area. Such as many places, really, when you think about it. You know, are you in Bangkok or are you in Pathum Thani? You know, are you in Dong Mueang? Are you in Bangkok? So, you know, it's very interesting place. So come on, let's do it. When in Bangkok, it's always good to go out and visit these sort of areas. And to be fair, it's not really that hard to travel to Pathum Thani. Really, when you think about it, you can go by train. That would take roughly around about an hour or so. And then you could, cost wise, could be anything between 500 and 900 baht. But don't quote me on this. It's been a while since I've done it, so the prices could have gone up. Of course, you can take a grab. I'm not sure of the grab prices these days as well. So in a car, you're talking roughly around about an hour and 10, an hour and 15. And of course, you can go by bus, which can cost anything between, I would say, obviously the cheapest, really, in a sense. So anything between sort of 300 to 400 baht. But now, this was what it was like a good few years ago. But traveling there is quite easy, you know, and once you get there, it really is a very interesting place. When living in Bangkok, you know, it is quite good to go out and have a little bit of a trip and a bit of a journey. I used to sort of travel over to the sort of to the other provinces out and around, actually in sort of outside of Bangkok. And when I travel to Pathum Thani, you know, I'd have a good look around, and 9 times out of 10. I'd just go on the bus. It was just so easy. It took about an hour, and then I'd get myself looking around and seeing what's about, and then stay in a hotel overnight. And I used to choose the Novotel hotel, and that was roughly around about sort of I think about 900 to 1,000 baht per night. And you know, that was good. There was a couple of other resort hotels, but this is going back quite a few years now. And the hotel was really, really comfortable. It had, you know, like a drinks fridge, which, you know, obviously full of chan and singer and chocolate and peanuts and everything. So it was really good, but obviously you have to replace those, but, you know, or they get replaced and you have to, you know, take up the cost. But yeah, I had a really good time, you know, staying in the hotels. And, you know, I didn't want to even take the bus, although there was a bus going back to Bangkok. Let's just stay overnight. Yeah, you know, when I used to actually sort of come to Pathum Thani, half the reason why I never sort of went back to Bangkok and stayed overnight was really because there was just so many things to have a look at. You know, I come across this thing, which is the Supreme Artist Hall, which was built to celebrate the accomplishments of King Rama. And, you know, it's all there, different sort of artists and paintings and carvings and everything. It was really, really good. And I like architecture. I like traditional Thai buildings. And the same thing, again, getting back to King Rama, there's the Jubilee Museum of Architecture. And that was really interesting. And it went from way back when, right up to modern sort of modern architecture. You know, it's just pretty amazing, and building techniques and everything else like that. But there's a lot of temples, and I really do like the temples. And there's, I'm trying to think, there's Wat Bod. That was a really interesting temple. And the Wat Ban Lang. You know, so they're really, really nice places. And the Wat Santor Riverside Market. That was good. You know, lots of souvenirs there, and lots of interesting food as well. So really, you know, what if you know, there's, I'm getting quite excited now, because there was just so many things. But there was like a theme park there, and the theme park was great, because it had all these different sort of rides, and it was really, you know, really, really interesting. And there's countless museums. There's a pottery museum as well, which I found to be really quite nice. But you know, also as well, what I suggest, I mean, with me, I just went on foot looking around at all these different sort of places. But if you actually get onto the internet and look as well, and then look at all these YouTubers. I'm a bit of a YouTuber myself, but you know, I haven't done too much, but it's good fun. So you can get a good idea from YouTubers that have gone to these places at what is going on. But yeah, there was just loads of things to do, and you know, I loved it. I loved every minute of it, from the night markets to the general food markets and clothes and places that you can visit and get all these things. You know, you're spoiled for choice on food as well. There's just so many different types, and there's Falang food as well. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. And I'd also like to put a big thank you to all our existing listeners. Thank you ever so much. Now, it is getting exciting, and people are signing up to the All About Thailand special edition, which is good. And really, the special edition is getting really interesting now, because I'm getting a great deal of feedback from you. And it's really good to get out there. And it's just a little bit more, special edition is subscriber based, and it's just giving a little bit more about Thailand. Plus also you've got the added advantage as well, that you can get involved, and plus you can contact me and tell me what to talk about. So anyway, let's carry on. So we've done the we've pretty much done the hotels and things to do. So what's the nightlife like now? Yeah, the nightlife in Pathum Thani is really quite interesting, quite exciting. But I found it, the clubs especially, to be sort of quite spread out amongst all the different sort of sub-districts, let's say. Thanthaburi district, there was the Klong Lang, that was a district I was in quite a bit, I would say, and Lam Lukha as well. You know, those I think were the main sort of districts that I found. But you know, the clubs were really good. And, you know, I like live bands. I went and saw quite a few live bands. I think it was the Zodiac Club, I think it was, that I went to. That was a good nightclub. But, there's loads. And there's Rangsit, I think, is another place as well. But, you know, the clubs were really, really interesting. They were very vibrant. The beer was flowing. The food was coming as well, lots of food. And you know, listening to the live bands, really enjoyed. Some of them were singing the cover songs, some were actually singing the Thai songs. And I know it was quite a while ago now, but it was interesting. Plus there was a good amount of restaurants serving Thai food, and for Lang food. And also as well, if you wanted to meet someone, that you can, there's bars where you could meet people as well. So anyway, we're coming to the end of the podcast now, and thank you ever so much for listening. And I'm gonna have a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story is based in Patantani, and it's to do with walked into a bar. And as I went into the bar, this guy, he said, looked familiar. You know, I thought, he looked at me, I looked at him, and didn't sort of think too much about it, really. And I had a few drinks, and I was sort of coming out of the toilet. And I sat back down again, and this guy sort of sat next to me, and he said, is it Boney? And Boney was my nickname at school. But I was very skinny. And I said, yeah. I said, you look really familiar. He said, yeah, it's Martin. Oh, no way. It was an old school friend, an old fellow. It was in my school in the same class back in the UK. And you know, he said, what are you doing here? And I said, what's the point? I said, what are you doing here? And it just seems so strange that after so many years, I left school in 1979, and this was would have been, I think now about 2013, something like that. Now, so we were talking a long time ago. And, you know, it was just amazed me that we actually bumped into each other. And then we had a good few drinks and swapped a few stories about our lives and everything. But it really was quite amazing, isn't it? It is amazing, isn't it? Just the coincidence of meeting people like that. So anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now. And again, thank you ever so much for listening. And it leaves me with nothing more to say than stay safe. Love you all.